This is Pulse Bomb Ready for Friday, April 26th, 2019. I'm Sabriel Mastin, and let's get started. The 2019 World Cup details have been released with some changes compared to the last few years. One big change, the World Cup will be held entirely in Anaheim, California in the week leading up to BlizzCon, November 1st and 2nd. This is a drastic change from previous years where events would be held in four cities across the world to help facilitate competition. Team seeds for the top 10 teams invited to the World Cup are using calculations based on previous year's standings, and those top 10 teams are having their travel and accommodations to California paid, while any other countries with players wanting to participate will have to pay for their own travel and most of their hotel expenses. This change has soured many in the community, leaving people wondering if those teams not in the top 10 would have to do things such as crowdfund to pay for the opportunity to play. There has been some talk of sponsors and partnerships, but nothing official yet. Also new this year is a requirement for all players to be 18 by the time playoffs begin. In previous years, the World Cup was one of the ways to see upcoming talent before they were eligible to play in the Overwatch League. A number of these changes align the competition with traditional sports tournaments such as soccer's World Cup, but is it right for Overwatch? Lastly today, Bud Light has been announced as the official beer of the Overwatch League. It's an interesting sponsorship, but a lot of money for the league nonetheless. The addition of Bud Light as a sponsor marks the return of the brand to esports after they dipped their toes into it back in 2016, but ultimately weren't ready for it. It seems the league was able to convince them to come back. Bud Light is beginning its sponsorship with the three homestand events this season, with the first being in Dallas this weekend. I should note that sellers of alcohol are still not allowed to sponsor community tournaments for Overwatch, and at least up to this point, there are no alcohol sales at the Blizzard Arena. That's all for Pulse Bomb Ready this week. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there, heroes!